Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Nice rainy day, make my flowers stay around longer. The flowers
yes.
are better this year, I think, than I've ever seen them. Of course, I think it gets to be more and more of them, so that helps. They sure have been gorgeous.
Yep.
Not too many people get on here ahead of time.
Nope. I find I'm getting on more later in about 7:03, 7:05.
We're probably being recorded. Hi, everybody. Who's listening to the recording? Happy Friday. Happy June. Oh, Mary Lou is on. Mary Lou's listening to us, and she's swishing, so she can't talk.
What an excuse.
Good morning. Somebody else. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's Margaret. Monty's got some slides to show you today.
I have gotten on. I'm trying to get on now. So I hope I make it.
Okay, Monty, your call. So everybody, welcome Monty Beans, gold distributor from Olympia, Washington.
Good morning. It's a beautiful June the 1st here. We're starting out a new month. I'm excited about that. This old calendar seems like the younger I get, the faster the calendar goes, the time flies by. But again, welcome for all of you that are on the call. If you're on the WebEx, welcome. If you're not on the WebEx, but you're out there in this landline situation, welcome. What we try to do every morning is talk pretty much about we have a mission. That mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And I really think that's real important. It's not so much to lose weight or to gain weight or to, it's just to get our bodies in the best condition that we can possibly get them in, and we can go from there. Also on Fridays, what I do is I kind of go through and review what we talked about with some highlights that I personally have picked up on. So if anybody out there listened to the calls during the week and something was maybe their golden nugget that they want to talk about, feel free to speak up at any particular time. There was, of course, no call on Monday because it was Memorial Day, and that was when we honor the military and the people that have served and have passed away, and that was very, very enjoyable. So we all had a great Monday, I hope, and I'm sure. Tuesday, Karen and Donna, they were there on the program. They're the host and co-host. They talked about their terrific Tuesday. Karen asked people to participate and shared their last week and how things went, and we kind of do that on Tuesdays. Donna also shared that when she goes on trips or whatever, she pretty much takes, to be quite simple, I guess, and she takes her wellness home with her. And also she takes some food that she knows is healthy and wellness, the way we've talked about eating more in an alkaline situation, and that helps her an awful lot. Karen shared a few things that were golden nuggets and going to talk to, she wants to talk to two people every week about this program and try to get them on the call. Karen also talked about how to keep a symptom journal and see, and particularly in about allergic situations. Beware of the seasons, that because of certain seasons of the year, allergies affect some of us differently, and that was very important. She also talked about mangoes and adding mangoes to her diet and how they, she found out that how they can be so delicious, but they're also not only delicious, they're very, very healthy. On Wednesday, Mary Lou talked about inflammation will damage our body, and so that's why eating alkaline food and utilizing the Nikken products is so important to to her and other people. People don't deal with toxins. People don't really understand what toxins they're getting in and on their bodies, through their lungs and on their skin and whatever. Especially, she talked about in the gas chamber. And the gas chamber to her was the, we all take showers and baths, but we don't realize that in most cases, particularly if you're on a city system or whatever, that you got chlorine and that our shower head that Nikin has is important, and the filter really does its job. She also talked about how MSG is bad, and we all know that, but it was good to always hear that reminder. Eat for health, not for pleasure, she talked about. And I find that so true so many times. I'll talk a little bit about, well, maybe I'll talk about it now. It's kind of how our brain kind of sometimes we can be in a grocery store and whatever, and it goes, we might have liked the food in the past that we used to eat a lot, and we kind of get that little memory, boy, it sure be nice to have a bag of chips, or it sure would be nice to have whatever it is you're thinking about. But you have to really understand that it's just nothing more than a thought, and you got to get rid of it. Follow up a healthy diet. When you follow up a healthy diet, basically things will happen and get better. 5 pounds of fat takes up a lot more room in our body than 5 pounds of muscle. So that's sometimes when people can lose the fat, they're gaining the muscle, particularly if they're exercising and doing things to build that up. She talked about the Blaylock diet and how omega-3s reduce fat cells in our bodies. And, boy, I know that to be true. We need to understand that here also. He also mentioned about eating lots of vegetables. Talked about blenderizing. You get more nutrients out of the food. And I've read that before, and I don't know if it was Dr. Blaylock, but that's one of the reasons that when I do, if I steam my broccoli or whatever, one of the things I do before I even eat it is I just take it and cut it up and kind of, I don't want to say mush it up, but you might say that, and that's for the reason to allow those nutrients that need to come out so they get into my body, absorbs it better. Don't eat fast, and don't eat too much fruit, because in fruit, we do need fruit, but fruit is loaded with sugar. Eat lots of beans. Lentils, and the reason for that, of course, is fiber. She also talked about carbs, and you got to remember that wheat pastries, pasta, and bread are actually full of the wrong kind of carbs that we need to be eating. She also talked about processed meats are bad, and basically that how it's not good for our bodies, and processed meat, they've found out that about eating those kind of foods can increase cancer rate by about 62%. She also mentioned that eggs are good. Sometimes we've heard our eggs are bad and because of the cholesterol and whatever in them, but they also have a product called choline, C-O-L-O-R-I-N-E, in it, which is basically very, very good for our bodies. Some of us put it raw. I think Ruth puts them in her smoothies. But eggs are good. So many times we hear things over the years that change. One day they mentioned cancer is going to kill you if you drink coffee as an example, and the next week or month or year you hear that caffeine's good for your body. So I just think you got to make your own choices, but make them healthy and understand that. Thursday, Ruth talked about the chronic epidemic and how to be aware of it and get rid of it, and the chronic epidemic is inflammation. And we always seem to talk about that every week because it is one of the most important things to get rid of things in our bodies that we don't need. We need to get rid of the toxins and all the different ways that they come into our body, like I mentioned earlier. BT is a toxin. Now, in many But anyhow, high fructose corn syrup, I guess, is what she's talking about. And she also talked about GMO foods and how we need to get them out of our body and how they're so prevalent in today's society, particularly in soy and corn and canola and cottonseed. Also, she talked about where you could go to the webpage to find a non-GMO shopping guide when you go to the store. First choice, of course, is always to eat organic. Certified certified 100% organic, and the second one is organic. So there is basically a difference between the two. Need to stay away from soy and the ingredients, and also corn, and we know that because of the GMO. But keep your liver healthy. She talked about how the liver is so important, and you know that's one of the main items in our organ that gets rid of the toxins and gets rid of those hummers. She talked about the product for that for her day was liver support, and how it's so healthy for us, and that we should be utilizing it. And if you don't utilize it every day, you should buy a bottle of it and take it for however long it takes. But the best thing is to keep that liver in condition that it needs to be. And in that liver support, it has artichokes, bud, and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. Not the sarsaparilla leaves, but basically the root, and they found out that to be a whole lot better. Karen suggested taking liver support first thing in the morning because that's, I guess, when if you get that in there and get that liver working properly, it gets rid of the toxins. Also, the Nikan Greenzyme she talked about and the barley grass. And how the barley grass is so important, and there again is another way of helping getting rid of things. She talked about different ways to use the Greenzyme. Some people put them in under their tongue. Some people utilize it, sprinkle it on salads. Some people put it in their smoothies, and I do when I have a smoothie. I'd like to take it and put it in there. So that was pretty well much last week. Does anybody have anything that they might feel that either they said or is their golden nugget? From last week's review, what was mentioned last week. Okay, well, I think I'm going to move right on then into my topic this morning, if you don't mind, and that's basically, and that is the skin solution, when we're in more, it's on the subject of brain, and how that our brain pretty well much controls every organ and every sensory to our body. But like it says there, brain signals to soothe and smooth your skin. The health of skin is an outside reflection of the health of your brain. So if your brain's not healthy, your skin's not going to be healthy, and we'll talk about that basically a little bit later. Another thing I'd like to talk about is that the skin is directly tied to the health of your brain. People, especially women, and don't be offended if I say this, spend so much time and money working on their skin that the real fix lies in your brain. It is your brain that tells your skin to produce more or less oil. It is your brain that supervises the production of the supportive collagen. It is your brain at the command post of all skin cell generation, rejuvenation. And it is in this book that Dr. Amons has, he says, I often have said, whatever is good for your heart is good for your brain, and whatever is bad for your heart is bad for your brain. And the reason is because it all is about healthy blood flow. The same things that boost blood to the brain and enhance overall brain function will rejuvenate your skin and give it a healthy glow. By the same token, many things that harm the brain also damage your skin and make you look older. And we've all kind of learned that the largest organ in our body, I learned this through starting in Nikan, which I didn't realize. I always thought the heart was kind of possibly the biggest organ, but it's our skin that encases our whole entire body. And we can tell so much by a skin. You might wonder, for instance, what your brain has to do with skin. After all, your skin is the outside of your body, right? Your skin and brain are completely connected to each other. It is not uncommon to hear, as an example, he's so mad that he's turning red. You can tell she is embarrassed because she's blushing. Whenever I get upset, I break out in hives. I am so excited, I have goosebumps. He must be the nervous type because his hands are cold. Whenever I get nervous, my hands start to sweat. How many times have I got those thoughts about other people or even about myself? And I wondered, why did those things happen? Why did a person blush? Why did they flush? Why did they break out in hives? And it all has to do pretty well much with the brain, because the brain and the skin are totally, totally connected in many, many ways. Let's talk about some the bad brain habits and conditions that cause skin problems and premature aging. That would be the next slide, Ruth, I think. The bad brain habits, the conditions that can cause skin problems and premature aging. Now, we can go down these, and there's pretty much a list of them. I'm sure there's a lot more of them. And the first one on the list that they talk about is caffeine. Now, I know a lot of us on this program don't necessarily utilize caffeine, but too much caffeine or coffee, tea, chocolate, or other herbal preparations dehydrate your skin, which makes it look dry and wrinkled. And, you know, here again is that how the skin, how the brain reacts to things sends messages to the skin. Alcohol also has a dehydrating effect on the body, trapping moisture from your skin and increasing wrinkles. And this is what I thought was amazing. It also dilates the blood vessels and capillaries in your skin. This is excessive drinking. The blood vessels lose their tone and become prematurely dilated, giving your face a flush that will not go away. How many times have I heard, well, the person must be an alcoholic because his nose is real red or his cheeks are real rosy and whatever. And that's the reason. It's because if they are drinking excessively alcohol. Now, I'm not saying sometimes my nose gets red, but I don't drink alcohol. But in most cases, you can pretty much tell that when you see a person that you know is an alcoholic, as an example, that you do find that their cheeks and their noses are quite red. Smoking is an example. Nicotine reduces blood flow to the skin, robbing it of the healthy, rosy glow. It also destroys elasticity, which promotes basic wrinkles. And I know that's one thing none of us really like, and that is to have wrinkles. Poor diet is an example. The foods you eat generate generation of your skin cells, which make themselves new every 30 days. Your skin reflects the nutritional quality of your diet. If your diet is deficient in omega-3 acids, you are more likely to look older than your age. And that's one thing I think we all like to look at as young as we possibly can, because we don't necessarily like to look our age. And when somebody says, we tell them their age, and, oh, you don't look that, it kind of makes us feel pretty good, doesn't it? We know about sugar. We know it's poisonous. We know what it can do to us. We know it's bad, so we need to stay away from it as much as we possibly can and hopefully to totally eliminate it. But unfortunately, if you do eat processed foods or whatever, you're going to get sugar. But it is bad because, again, what it does to our skin and stuff. Yo-yo dieting, a massive weight loss. Now, I've been involved in that personally. Okay, and I know every time you gain weight, your skin stretches to accommodate the increased girth. When you lose weight, your skin has to contract back to your new, smaller shape. A lifetime's in ups and downs, and weight diminishes your skin's elasticity until it can no longer shrink to fit your size. And I find that, and I have to admit that I find that true with even in my body, is that when you lose that elasticity, that by yo-yo dieting up and down, your skin eventually loses what it is takes. The other one, we all know this is true, and that's inadequate water intake. When you don't drink enough water, you become dehydrated, and that's one of the things that I have a slide later that I'd like to show you about the brain, what it looks like when it's dehydrated. Lack of sleep. I know, you know, we hear these things all the time. We even talk about them on a daily basis, about how sleep is so important and how the Nikin products are so beneficial to help us get the rest that we need and get good sleep. But without adequate rest, your skin misses out on the ever-so-important rejuvenation process that occurs during sleep. The result? Premature aging of your skin, bags under the eyes, and increase in wrinkles. Now, I know we know that our body needs to rejuvenate and get the battery charged back up to get going for the next day, and if we didn't sleep, we'd eventually kind of die because everything kind of goes away. But just stress, it's so important. You take, for instance, stress, you know. Stress, basically, researchers have pinpointed a strong brain-stress-skin connection. In response to stress, your brain sends signals to the skin that can result in pimples and breakouts. Scientific evidence has found that psychologically stressed worsens the symptoms of several common diseases, such as psoriasis and eczema. Okay, then we have hormonal changes. We all run through hormonal changes, men or women. And one of the things that basically when we do is that dry skin is commonly associated with hypothyroidism. I think I pronounced that right. When the thyroid gland is inactive, it doesn't produce the oil that the skin needs, and that is one of the reasons that sometimes people have dry skin. We go down to medications as an example. We all know that medications are nothing more than a chemical, and they can create things in our body that I believe our brain doesn't like. And it affects it in a negative way. In their example, they talked about birth control pills, and many may either worsen or improve the appearance of acne and oily skin. Let's talk about sun exposure. And I know Mary Lou lives down there in a place that probably maybe we'd all like to be sometimes, at least once or two times out of the year when it's nice and warm down there. But the damaging rays of the sun accelerate the effects of aging and cause age spots, wrinkles, sagging, and in some areas, skin cancer. I know I had a friend, my mother had a friend by the name of Irma, and she had a nice big place over here on one of the islands in the Sound, and she was out in the sun all the time and gardening and doing whatever, and then she moved to Arizona. And when she, and I'm not knocking Arizona, I'm just stating what Irma did, but all she wanted to do was sit around the pool all day long at her daughter's place. And we saw Irma about 2 years later when she came back from Arizona, and she was nice and dark and tanned and everything else, but she really looked like she'd aged almost 10 to 15 years because of the wrinkles and the sagging of the skin and whatever. So I guess the whole idea about what I'm trying to get at is just be aware, you know, our bodies do need a certain amount of sun exposure, but be aware of what it can actually cause and damage it can cause to your skins. And of course, then we have environmental toxins. Basically, there again, we all know that they're out there. They're in the air. We breathe it. It gets on our skin. And like Mary Lou talked the other day about being in the shower without a filter on your shower head, that basically you're absorbing that, and it's just like a gas chamber. And when any liquid hits our body, whether or not we can immediately wipe it off or whatever, it does absorb and gets into our skin. And that's why, you know, I was using Roundup one day here about a couple years ago, and I wasn't wearing rubber gloves when I was spraying it on some thistle. And I kind of, about 3 to 4 hours, I kind of got a little tingling in my hand, in my arms and whatever. And I finally realized that what was happening was that because of the wind must have been blowing wrong or whatever, that my skin had actually absorbed some of that Roundup. And it took about 2 days, really, for that kind of tingling to go away, and I do know what it came from, and that was because of a toxin that its skin came in contact with. So very be aware of that. And then, of course, climate. If we live in dry desert areas, just need to be sure to take care of your skin. We can do that through some of our products we have, and I'll talk about that a little later. But just be very aware be aware of the climate, and we have different climates, whether it's winter, summer in Arizona, or whether it's winter here in the Pacific Northwest, even the coldness can allow our skin to react differently what it is to do, and we do have to keep it in many ways by eating good healthy foods and the omega-3s, but also through putting things on our skin. The next thing I'd like to talk about is the 12 brain ways to get smoother, younger looking, and that'll be the next slide. And I'll go over these real quick because we've discussed them quite well, I think, and that's get more sleep. We know why that is. Distressing for anti-aging, whether you're listening to music. And I started something the other day that somebody said something on the call, and so what I did, I went to the TV and I turned on some, I went to the cable and went to channel, I think it's 966 here in Comcast, and I was listening to a saxophone and some jazz music, and I just kind of sat there and just kind of relaxed and listened to that music, and nobody talking, nothing on the screen for me to look at. And you know what? I just come to the conclusion that every day when I just want to sit down and relax, for me, I'm going to sit down and just listen to some good music that I enjoy, and that's just help getting rid of the stress. And we all know what exercise does. We know pretty much that balancing our hormones are very important to our bodies, and a lot of us have, it's just better for the skin and the brain function. Acne, dry skin, oil skin, wrinkles, sagging, These can all be signs of hormonal imbalances in your body. For example, the hormone estrogen helps delay the aging process to keep your skin looking firm and supple. Estrogen is responsible for the collagen cross-linking to which collagen intertwines with collagen to form a sort of fresh mesh network that promotes elasticity and smoothness and keeps the skin from sagging. I think that was very important because I know we all kind of go through those things. Limited caffeine and alcohol. Why we need to limit it? Because of it just what it basically does to our body, and it's basically to keep your skin looking soft and supple. Avoid any beverage that dehydrates it. We know to quit smoking. Why do we need to quit smoking? Well, because it basically, if you quit smoking, you can reverse some of the damage you've done to your skin. And I know back when I was younger, I was a smoker and a heavy smoker. And I know that, I was up to almost, I know this sounds almost impossible, but I was up to almost 3 packs a day of good old Salem cigarettes, nice old menthol I was putting into my lungs and whatever. And eventually one day I decided that this wasn't the way to go. So when I do things, I kind of do them cold turkey. So I went out and bought me a carton of cigarettes, brand new carton of cigarettes and a brand new lighter, put them on my chest or drawers and said, you will no longer, this 3-inch thing, you will no longer control my mind and my body, because I know it's not good for me, because there was a lot of friends that I had that were coming down with emphysema. So that was really easy for me to quit smoking way back when. Eat a brain-healthy diet. We all know what that is. That's full of antioxidants. And we know that we eat alkaline foods and eat the best that we possibly can, that it's basically good for our brain. Maintain a healthy weight. A healthy weight might not be what, you know, if you look at the government guides or whatever, you know, I'm supposed to weigh 180 pounds based upon my height. And I know when I'd lost a lot of weight and got down to close to that, I felt more comfortable around 200 than I did 180. And I think it makes it, when we maintain that healthy weight, we feel good, we can move good, we're doing the things we need to do. It's very, very important. Okay? Drink more water. We know we need to drink more water basically because of hydration. It's very, very important. And if we get dehydrated, we have particular problems. We talked about this earlier, and that's just balanced sun exposure. Let's go out, and we all know that we need vitamin D. And fortunately, Mary Lou, being further closer to the equator, that she gets a better dose of vitamin D than we do here in the Pacific Northwest. But we need to limit that exposure. But our bodies need at least 20 minutes a day of good vitamin D exposure. So just do that, and of course we can do that by taking our osteodense and our multivitamin supplements and whatever thing else helps us do all that kind of stuff. The next slide I'd like to show you is basically some supplements that he talks about, and that is of course vitamin D, and we know that vitamin D is very healthy. We've all heard about fish oil. I don't particularly take the fish oil because sometimes it just doesn't work good with me, and yes, I know there's products out there that you don't get that taste or whatever, but one of the products that I really like to utilize is our Omega Green and DHA. Basically, it's made of flaxseed oil powder, has algae in it, and it has what they call a cranberry seed oil, and I feel that is very beneficial to me, and I just love that particular product. I do sometimes, if I take it on an empty stomach and I don't eat something right away, that I do get kind of a fishy type of a belching situation. But I found out that when I eat right before I take it, after I take the omega greens, the things just really work out. Eating primrose oil is good for your skin. I'll get it here. DMAE is good for us. I don't know what that other one is, but alpha-liponic acid, ALA, and they find the grapeseed extract is very, very good because of what it has basically in it. And I'm sure there's a lot more, but those are just some that he recommended, and I just thought I'd put them up there. The next slide I'd like to show you is, we have to remember this, that develop brain envy. In other words, learn loving and caring for your brain is the first step toward getting the body you want. And, you know, and I keep thinking about all those kind of things. They even did one example here, and I'm going to talk about it It was done in some university, and they were doing brain scans, and they found that if they took the leg of each particular participant that was involved in the scan, that they got kind of good feelings. And it went on to say that don't be afraid to give, the rubbing. And I know when somebody wants to scratch my back or rub my back or rub my neck, in my case, I enjoy it. I love it. But not realizing what was happening was that the brain was feeling those particular sensories, and it was actually beneficial to my body. So next time, maybe when you're around your husband or your wife or whatever, don't be afraid if they don't mind it. Just reach it up and give them a good back rub or back scratch or whatever. And it all goes back again to what Mr. Masuda did when he started one of his companies with the rollout. And that's why that rollout is so, so important, because of those nerve endings up and down that spine. And I know whenever I got a rollout, I always felt wonderful, particularly when I was on the magnetic pad. But just touching people, actually the skin. And I don't know if you've ever owned horses or cattle or anything like that, but I know I've had quite a few horses in my life, and we raise cattle. But I know that even a fly landing on a horse's skin, the skin, you can actually see the horse move that skin to try to get rid of that. So again, it proves how sensitive our skin is. And, like if I get a fly on my nose or something, we always want to reach up and bat it away. Okay? So that's why we just need to know that just take care of our brain. We take care of our brain. Our brain, in most cases, will take care of our body. The next slide we talked about real quick, and I just want to share it with you, and that was the brain. And this is a picture of a brain that has, on the left-hand side, it's a bodybuilder's dehydrated brain. And you can see up there, the brain on the left is dehydrated, the brain on the right is hydrated. And you can see the difference in the structure of the brain itself, how just water itself causes the whole brain to basically form a different shape. Whether it be the right side of that picture shows the brain when it is hydrated. You'll notice how it doesn't have as many crevices and discomfort and looks like holes and everything else in it. And that one right there is nice in shape where Ruth has the body. But if you go to the other side, the bodybuilder's adequate hydrated brain, you'll see how the brain is so much filled out, and you'll notice the brain, you don't see that, but the brain on the right is more fuller, it's more smoother, it doesn't have all, so that's what happens to our body when we get dehydrated. And that's a lot of, brains do a lot of things. So I just wanted to show you this picture to let you know, to verify that when we have certain conditions, our brain does form different shapes, and that's why it's so important to have the brain health. Of course, let's move on to the next slide, which, of course, will be the products that we have in Nikian and our skincare products and why they're so important. They're mostly are naturally product or fully organic. I know I love, I'll talk about the one that I love, and that is the hand cream. I know my elbows get kind of dark and kind of discolored and whatever, and it's all because of scales and whatever, but I love to put it on my elbows. I had a place on my hand, on my right hand, it was starting to get scaly, and I started to use that on that, and within a month, the scaliness was gone. My foot doctor loves my feet. I go to a foot doctor once a month because I have a certain condition, and he says, boy, your skin and your feet sure feel soft. Of course, I had to tell him why, and that's because I use the Nikian hand cream on my feet. So that's pretty well much. I think we can go to the next slide.
Monty, I've been using this contour serum.
Yes.
And before I put my lotion on my face, and it's sort of like it bumps it up a little or something. It makes your face more, I don't know, it's like it hydrates it. You can tell by looking at a person a difference between when you use it, when I use it, and I haven't used it for quite a while, and I started using it again, and I just think that really makes a difference in your skin.
Well, we have to remember, anything touches our skin is beneficial. You know, it's either good or bad, and in this particular case, it's good because it's organic and mostly natural, and that's the important thing of our Nikian products. I don't know that people don't. I shouldn't say that, But I would think whether you're a man or a woman or children or teenagers or whatever, that this is a great, great product for to help our skin.
I know. I've been getting better at using these, all of these, and Dennis uses them as well.
They're great for auto ship.
So does Larry.
No wonder he looks so young.
You know, I'd like to, can I go back to that skincare thing again? We both use them, and there was an anesthetician. Is that how you say it? A skin lady. She's been trained to, take care of people's skin, and she did our wellness preview one time here in Phoenix, and she was saying that the whole entire True Elements line cost less than one bottle of something that she was supposed to sell where she works. And she said this was so much healthier for our skin because everything else had chemicals in it. But she also, that's when she mentioned to Larry about this exfoliation, because Larry cleanses and uses the spray. But she told him to start exfoliating every other day. He's a great reminder. He tells me, he knows it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We do it, and he puts it out on the counter and reminds me to do the exfoliation. And I think that's what's made his head not those dark spots fade, and it's also it's my skin is much better since I've been using that. I'd forget if he didn't remind me to do that. But great, great, great stuff.
Yep, and you can even get it cheaper by getting, and I'm sure you do already, but on auto ship.
Yep.
Okay, Ruth, did you have something that I think that's mine for the day? I don't think I have any more slides there other than the one I did have something. Making choices. Here again, make wise choices in regards to what we're eating. We know that it's healthy for our brain, which means it's healthy for our body. Ruth, go ahead. You wanted some time?
Oh, thank you, Monty. I just had an idea for the summertime, and we have this little film, Healthy Child, Healthy World, and then the follow-up about the alarm, with the alarm clock and saying get started or whatever. And I thought
that
it would really be good. Wake up and tell everybody. I don't know if we're doing a very good job, a good enough job with that. And all these things we have are so important for people to know. And important for our business. And so back to the idea of calling out the people and asking them if they know about the Healthy Child, Healthy World. Have they seen the little short film that was made about having a healthy child and healthy world? And a lot of people know people with children. And, of course, it's not just for children, but for everybody. And I was thinking, and I was listening to it, that it's not just for children. And people who are older are affected even more by all these things. Or just as much anyway. And so and summertime is a great time to invite people over, have that salad, little salad buffet where they can make up their own salad, and then they watch a little film, and then you can either show them another film or have them push play or have demonstrations of the products and show them how that they can be healthier and put their body in an environment. I just recently talked to a man in a three-way who has really bad kind of like a leukemia, and so we're talking about having him get into an healthy environment. And then I talked to the Van Ostelins in Nova Scotia, and they were just going to they're having a party at their house, an ECAM party, and their daughter is just really building a business, and so it's a lot of her friends, so they're very young. But they're just using the film. They're using a push play, one of the presentations. I don't know which one what she was using, but it was fun and easy, and the people, and she said they do it every week, and they just really are enjoying it. And so I can see their volume going up. So that's my suggestion for the day. And for June,
great.
And July, and August.
Great ideas.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Wow, we sure learned a lot today, Monty.
Oh, Monty, what a great call.
I guess the thing more that I wanted to come out of it is that our brain is, so important to our bodies and how it really does what it does to our body but it can only do that when it is fed properly, gets the right blood flow, the right oxygen, the right exercise, the right sleep, the right multivitamins, everything, so that, you know, it's just, we need to understand that, that we're a, and I've always believed this, and I know I've said it several times, we're a brain with a body, not a body with a brain. So, everybody, I guess, anybody else got anything they want to say? Maybe you want to say something?
I liked how you combined the taking care of your skin and taking care of your brain. And if you take care of one, then you're taking care of the other.
Yep.
Thought that
okay.
Was
well, that's all I got. Unless somebody's got something else you want to say, then we'll wrap this call up. We've got the weekend coming up. Do something healthy for your body. Talk to somebody about the program. And we'll
call
see
Mary
all
Dean.
Mondays.
It's her birthday. Everybody call Mary Dean. It's her birthday. Pop her an email.
That will do.
Okay. Or text her.
Okay, everybody set up their whole month of June now and start on July, so you've got some things going on. Okay. Have a great week. Thanks,
Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.